come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? Downer Wednesday right now, I got to be honest with you. Matt, where are you in your gallivant across the country?
I'm in the Motor City known as Detroit.
You've already been there once, right?
I was here yesterday, but then we left and came back.
Pizza was that good?
It's pretty good. I'm not going to lie. The Buddy's Pizza was phenomenal.
I'm going to, and where are you broadcasting from? Because we hear a lot of commotion.
Well, I'm in a banquet hall. It's I'm the only one in here, so there's a loud echo, but I'm alone. I'm solo.
Yeah, at the hotel?
Yes, sir. Yep, we're staying at the Loft Hotel in downtown Detroit.
All right, so I'm really dragging. I'm really bummed. I'm really dejected. I'm really depressed. Had such a good time last weekend. Last week, the broadcast was so cool on Thursday. A lot of good, some bad, that we will talk about over the next 2 hours. But I guess what's going to get me out of this funk is, and I can't believe it's right around the corner, it's Vegas time next week.
What?
I go to Vegas next week.
Wow, you're back trapped in the world.
Conor McGregor gets back in the octagon next Saturday, so we will talk a little bit about that. We'll recap BKFC 18, and again, some good stuff that happened at the broadcast, some good and bad stuff that happened at the fights. We'll talk about that, the commotion. Is it good? Is it bad? A lot to talk about, but let's start right out of the blocks with what is probably some of the biggest news in all of combat sports, and I don't think that they've yet said that they're going to strip Ngannou of the belt, but they've already added a interim title fight right around the corner.
Oh, wow. So I missed something, because I know Dana White called out Ngannou's manager is incompetent, but what's going on with the belt? Why would they strip it?
Well, again, if you would pay attention, I said they haven't stripped Ngannou of the belt yet, but tickets go on sale next Friday for the big card in Houston, which will feature Derek Lewis fighting for your, I hate to use the word make-believe, pretend belt. But last week's winner of the main event, along with Derek Lewis. Here's my question, and to be blatantly honest with you, I'm really concerned about this, because it appears that the interim heavyweight title fight is the main event, and the co-main event is Juliana Pena against Amanda Nunes.
Oh, wow. Wow. So you put a fake belt title above, like, the GOAT?
That's the way I'm taking it. That's the way it's listed. You know, they're showing a little diagram with Lewis on top and Nunez below. You know, I know heavyweights, everything is heavyweights, but it's always title fights. So, yes, this is an interim. Is that a title fight? Is it a fake title fight? Is it an interim title fight? And does that belong above the Amanda Nunes fight?
I don't think anything belongs above Amanda Nunes. She's earned her spot at the top.
I hate to say it this way, but let's be honest. Some people will wait for the Derek Lewis fight, and some people, if the Amanda Nunes fight was the main event, they may leave. They saw Derek Lewis do whatever Derek Lewis is going to do, even though a lot of people seem to think he won't win that fight. And then the Amanda Nunes fight could be the walkout fight, which, how disrespectful is that?
But here's the reason. The only reason people walk out on Amanda Nunes fight is because the same thing that Anderson Silva did back when he was at the top and he was untouchable. And it was just automatic, like, right. Win for her. So nobody tuned in for those.
Well, you know, and Ronda, and you're right. How competitive will this be? Nobody has really, you know, given Amanda much of a problem. Where I don't see anybody, you know, walking out on Derek Lewis unless it's they have to catch a flight.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of flights, I'm really excited about traveling again. You were just at a BKFC event at the Hard Rock Casino with a live audience. Are you ready to get back to the real world, Randy?
Yeah. I mean, I'm definitely ready. I'm definitely okay and content staying, you know, in my own little bunker and not going as well. But I thought it was time. I'm not going to enjoy the mask for 4.5 hours flying to Vegas. Well, really, it's more than 4.5 because it's, you know, Tampa, I think it's to Charlotte to Vegas, and then coming back, I think I go to Chicago. I told you about my dilemma on my return, right?
No.
All right, so here was my dilemma. And I think it'll be quite obvious which I took, but I won't say until you hear the dilemma.
Okay.
Conor McGregor, Dustin Poirier main event. Okay?
Right. The trilogy. This is the third fight.
The flight is, and I'm going to make up the exact number, you know, and I have to say it that way because somebody will fact check and then I'll be a liar for the difference of 4.5 points. We're going to say, for the sake of this, and it is pretty close, that my return flight is 12:35 a.m. next Sunday, which I believe is the 11th, okay. For 42,000 points.
Okay.
Okay, no big deal. Typically, before pandemic, before, you know, the world changed the way it did, you know, you would get flights for 12,500, 21,000 sometimes, 25 is probably the most on a typical flight. So 42,500 points, coach seat, row 17C would be my seat.
Okay.
Or I could leave at 11:59 on the 10th. Well, really, 11:59 on the 10th. Okay?
Okay.
For 20, it may be 30. It may be 30,000.
Okay.
You know, let's be honest. Let me make it up. We'll say 35,000. Okay? Less points flying first class.
Okay.
Well, I hope Dustin does whatever Dustin needs to do pretty quick, because I'm leaving at 11:59 p.m.
Taking the first class flight.
On Saturday night. You know, but let's look at it. If the flight's at midnight, that's 3 in the morning. If it runs late, you know, I typically start falling asleep, or I'm already asleep. It's what, 1? That's sure. 11. You know, I should be out of there by 10:30.
Out of the arena?
You know, Vegas time.
Yeah.
And you know what? I got to be blatantly honest with you. I would rather fly first class comfortable home and miss the Conor Dustin fight if I had to.
No. What? What is wrong with you, Randy? The pandemic has made you a different person.
Is there any way that fight could be better than the fight that we both missed because you had to take me to the airport in Denver?
Well, I mean, man, it's one of those fluke things of like all the time.
I understand.
But yeah, I mean, if that fight would have just gone to a decision, it would have been no different than any other fight. The only reason it made it spectacular is because Yair Rodriguez threw a backward upper, you know, elbow at the last second in the 5th round and knocked out the Korean Zombie. So
I did this for my people. Okay, I took the earlier flight for my people because I'm supporting everyone, people that like me, the 6 of them, everybody that hates me, the millions and millions, and I mean millions. And this is what I'm saying. If I was to wait for the later flight, the fight would end early. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
But because I'm leaving early, it's going to be a longer fight, which is giving all the people what they want, a longer fight.
They call out the Randy Rub.
You know, so I'm doing what's best for the people.
Yeah, man.
Not necessarily myself. Big shout out goes to Joel. I stopped by his place Steakout Subs on Omerton, and we're talking. We're in talks that we may do a couple shows there.
Oh, that's fantastic.
All you got to do is bribe me with a cheesesteak. You know, I'll do almost anything for a cheesesteak.
This is true. I mean, you are from the city of brotherly love.
I think the commercial is, what would you do for a Klondike bar? And I'm going to change it to, what would I do for a cheesesteak?
That's an appropriate tagline for you.
So tell everyone, oh, you know what? Let's hit this break. Okay. When we come back, and you've already promised me that you're going to behave, we're going to have our first guest. And then I want you to tell me about some things you did in Detroit where you stopped in on more of my people. And we'll talk about that when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Some. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Vinny LeCavalier, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg's Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, hi, this is Mike Schmidt. You're listening to Knockout Radio.
Hanging out in the dungeon today, Matt, running around Detroit City. Before we get to our guest, before we talk about the Lightning getting back on the ice later on tonight, update us on the trip-a-roo.
Yeah, so I was traveling around. I left the Upper Peninsula, the Mackinac City, and I was running a little tight on money. You know, you can imagine being gone 3 weeks on the road. It gets pretty expensive with a family of four. So stopped by the American Pawn and Loan to see if I could sell my golden radio voice.
And like I said, when you posted that, I'm sure they gave you what it's worth, nothing.
Yeah, oh, they gave me two pictures to take with them as a souvenir. But I got to hang out with Les, the old man, and Seth, the owners of the American Pawn and Loan, otherwise known as Hardcore Pawn in Detroit, and on 8 Mile. right around the corner from where Eminem grew up. So it was a pretty special day. Pretty cool people.
Well, hold on. I think Eminem, the candies, grew up right around the corner from Gold and, you know.
That's true. Yeah, he did.
American Gold and Silver, I think it's called, right?
Golden Pawn and Gold, or Pawn and Loan, I think it is. Pawn and Loan.
Good dudes, that's for sure.
They're great. They're super people. And I think before the break you said more of your people, but isn't after we meet people, don't we get to share them for life, Randy Harris?
Absolutely not.
What do you mean? What's yours? What's mine is yours. I thought we were a team.
Yeah, well, first of all, that's your first mistake. You know. Matter of fact, you've already been pushed down another level, by the way.
By who now?
All right. So we spent the afternoon. What is today's Wednesday? Monday. We spent the afternoon with Yuli Diaz here in the Tampa Bay area. We went to Four Rivers for lunch. We hung out. We chatted. We had a good time. And he wants in.
Oh, wow.
So I'll decide
for him. I mean, he has the fastest knockout in combat sport history, right? Like 3 seconds?
3 seconds and then a really bad dismount. But that's another story. So he asked about it. He said he'd like to get involved. Do I have a co-host? I said, yeah. Oh, no, I really don't. I said, because he's a co-host. So really what we could do is we could bring Yuli in as the co-host, leave that empty chair, and then you move one chair down to be the co-host.
Oh, I mean, I think that's fitting because I'm definitely not going to fight the guy for the position. The guy's a monster.
A super good dude, you know, truly, and got to meet his girlfriend. We all know her on your TV dial as Dana Brooke, who performed, and I watched it the other night. She's the champ. It's not like she's just a wrestler. She's the champ.
Yeah.
I think she's part of the tag team.
And speaking of wrestlers, Titus O'Neil's son, TJ, just announced that he's committed to the UCF Knights to keep his talents in Central Florida and to help their football program.
And my daughter was very happy about that. For her, go Knights, and for my son, go Bulls. And I love when they play because, you know, the two hate each other that day. They typically hate each other for the whole month, you know, leading up to that game.
What's that rivalry called? It's like the rivalry on I-4 or I-4 or something?
Well, the Storm and the Predators, you know, used the war on I-4. And so I'm sure that they've kind of taken that a little bit and taken liberties with it to do whatever. But so good stuff. We will be doing a lot with Yuli. Yuli will be going with us to Columbia, which is scheduled right around the corner. We're looking about 6 weeks away.
Oh, so I got my passport ready. What else do I need to do?
You'll need to get my radio equipment so you'll be able to tie in when I'm broadcasting in Columbia.
Well, that's how I missed out on the Golden Pawn Loan deal. I was remotely doing it from Tampa. You guys are up at the pawn shop at the Hardcore Pawn location doing it live. So I can't miss out on another road trip with you, Randy.
Well, not only you can, but you will.
Who's going to drive the donkey and the burros and stuff down there?
Well, no, this is what I've told all the celebs. That's what I'm going for. So when the cartel pulls us over and they murder me, they're going to say, this is what's going to happen to you if you don't follow our directions.
That's really a smart strategy for them to travel with you, Randy Harris.
Exactly. Well, it's very similar. Back in the day, Health South did this big promotion. I mean, it was huge. You know, they brought in literally every celebrity. Bo Jackson was involved. He was kind of the front runner of it. And, you know, a ton of baseball players, a ton of football players. And Kyle Petty was involved. Michael Jordan was involved, who was at the event as well. Big shindig in Orlando. So, you know, they brought up these different people up to the podium and they talked about Health South and what Health South was, you know, going to do. And it was, you know, helping people. And so then Kyle gets up there and he starts talking and he said, you know, I get the phone call that they would like me to be involved with Bo Jackson and Michael Jordan. And, you know, I can't remember everybody else, but everybody else is everybody else when you've said Bo Jackson and Michael Jordan. And then he goes, and then a light bulb went on. And it finally hit me why they invited me to be part of this group. They needed me to drive the semi.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if a NASCAR license would, you know, convert to a CDL, but
I think, well, and I hope Grossman doesn't get too upset at me, but I would imagine the CDL is easier to get than the neck guard license.
Oh, now you're going to piss off the president.
No, don't you think? I mean, I think it takes a lot of talent to, you know, drive on some. I do it all the time. I drive on somebody's bumper all the time, but at least in that car, you don't expect them to slam on the brakes.
Well, you don't have to worry about four-way stops. You don't have to worry about turning right. I mean, you know, I think in a NASCAR license, it's pretty easy. You just go left and go real fast.
My wife gave me an extreme scare. Now, granted, she was telling me the story. So as she's telling me the story and I got a little perturbed. As I got a little perturbed, it still sunk in that she's telling me the story. So obviously it wasn't as bad as it could have been. She leaves for work very early. She drives over the bridge, works at the hospital. And as she's driving over the bridge, guess what she saw?
A flat tire?
Headlights.
Oh, when was this?
A couple days ago.
Holy crap, wrong way driver on the bridge?
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yep.
That's scary. I always worry about that, man. It happens so frequently in Tampa.
And, you know, the worst part is she said she was the front car. There were a couple cars behind her. And I'm like, you wasn't smart enough to, like, slow up? Let them get in front of you? Let them be the fullback? You know, you go back as the running back. Let them be the fullback. But she said that it appeared like they realized it and made a UE or did whatever they had to do. But,
wow.
Yeah, totally brutal. But luckily... no tragedies, not like, you know, what happened down there in South Florida and Miami.
Yeah, speaking of race car tracks, I had a chance to go out to what's called Belle Isle. The Canadian border is still closed up here, so as a U.S. citizen, you are not allowed to cross the border with or without a passport because of COVID restrictions. So the closest way to get to the border was to go out on this little island in the middle of the river between Detroit and Windsor, Canada. And it's called Belle Isle, and it's a state park. And that's all the blue and white stripes on the ground from where they just had, a few weeks ago, the Detroit Indy Grand Prix up here. So I got to take a little couple of warm-up tracks on the track and drive the car around and get as close to Canada as I could.
I would imagine you drove as slow in that car as you do the go-karts.
Wow, got me safe, Mr. Harris. I got my kids with me, man. And I can smell the poutine from across the river.
Well, it's much better to smell it from across the river. Have you ever had it?
No, I saw it on the menu. I saw people eating it. I can't bring myself to eat that. It's not my type of food.
I ate it in Montreal.
Yeah, I it's not my cuisine. It's not really my thing. But pizza is definitely my thing. And I'm going to check out some Dearborn meat. Give me a Coney dog, a Lafayette chili. So we're definitely going to hit the Coneys on the way out of town.
You didn't ask what was my thought, because, yes, I tried it once. And I've always said I'll try almost anything once. That is something I will not try again.
Well, you saved me from trying it once.
I didn't like it. It's now, again, a lot of this stuff is acquired taste. You know, you go to Japan, you go to China, you go to Taiwan, you go to the Philippines. You know, they eat different things, you know, that we're not accustomed to. So, you know, all of this could be an acquired taste. But after, you know, 35 years of not having poutines, I may need to eat it more than once to ever like it. And since I'm not going to ever eat it again, I'll never like it.
Was that because you're not going to Canada ever again?
No, I'll go to Canada again. You know, I don't have a problem going with that. And real quickly, training camp opens up in roughly 3.5 weeks for all of your NFL teams.
It does open up. Does Canada have any football teams up there?
They have plenty of football teams, just none in the National Football League.
Well, how come the baseball has teams on both sides of the border? Like, basketball has the Toronto Raptors, and like, wow, how come there's no football in Canada that plays in the NFL?
I think you need to book a meeting with Roger and ask Roger about when they move the Rays to Montreal. Should they move the Buccaneers to Toronto?
Would you stop stirring the pot? They're not moving them. The Rays are winning. They're not going to let the team out of St. Pete. they're going to make him stay at least till 2027.
Right. So I don't think that they would leave before then. You know, they're not going to let him out of their lease to move. Now, again, it's happened before. You pack up the Humvee. You know, you load your three baseballs and your catcher's mitt. You put it in the back of the Humvee and you drive, you know, up north to Canada. But I don't see them staying after the end of the contract. I don't.
But if they win a championship, if they become world champions, they're not leaving.
It has nothing to do with that. The success on and off the field, whether they have success on or off the field, has nothing to do with, you know, whether they stay or whether, you know, they leave. If ownership stays in place, if the new ownership comes in, can they get a better deal? Can they get all the things that they want for free? You know, and that's been, you know, back in the day, you cry, you know, poor, you get a new stadium. Well, now some cities are saying, no, we're not doing that. I mean, it's easy for you. It's easy for all of the Hillsborough County fans, you know, to say, even though they want to bring it over to Hillsborough County, I get that. But you're not paying the taxes that the city of St. Pete has to pay, that the residents of the city of St. Pete. So, yeah, keep them in St. Pete as long as I don't have to pay for it.
Right. Yeah. No, you're right. But I mean, my business was in St. Pete. I paid for a good share of that stadium.
First of all, no, you didn't. Second of all, was in, so you no longer have a stake in it. So,
May. It's been a month. 15 years I was rooted in the community. And I say, keep my team there.
All right. So I got to tell you a story real quick before we hit the bottom of the hour break. So Steve and I go grab something to eat at the Hard Rock before we head into the arena. And we're in line at some Chinese thing, and I'm getting ready to order some food. And a guy walks by, and he goes, I'm friends with Matt. And I look at him, and I go, Matt who?
That hurts. That really hurts.
Well, for two reasons. One, if I was standing on 4th Street and somebody said, I'm friends with Matt, I may say, who's Matt?
Right.
But, you know, I would maybe assume. I mean, I'm in a foreign country, and somebody comes up and says, I'm friends with Matt.
But I'm global. You know I'm Mr. Worldwide. Like, forget Pitbull. I'm more worldwide than Pitbull.
Thank you. With that, let's hit this break so we can shut him up for a couple minutes. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Steph. Turn his mic off. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, Tampa, this is Terrell Owens, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Ross Baines Art on her family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Puckett Store Fixtures, located at 2450 Fifth Avenue South in St. Pete, is just amazing. Puckett's has everything and anything you could ever want or need to display that favorite jersey, picture, game shoes, or anything else you'd like to display. If they don't have it, they can and will custom build it, from hooks to mannequins, safes to display cases, and much, much more. Check them out at PuckettStoreFixtures.com or stop in and see them at 2450 Fifth Avenue South in St. Pete.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Bernie Williams from the Yankees, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we're back up the dungeon.
The dungeon of hell.
And Matt's in, honestly, a city that I like. I've been up there twice. I thoroughly enjoyed Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit's great, man. It's a great city. I love it so far.
Before you leave, and I'm not telling you to go in, and I'm not telling you not to go in. I don't know what the cost is, but stop by Hitsville, USA, and take a photo.
Or what is it? What's Hitsville, USA?
You're fired. You are no longer part of this program. And when I call you a complete buffoon, I mean it. Well, Hitsville, USA?
Is it baseball?
No.
I thought it was like a Pete Detroit. Rose. Like,
why would we be talking baseball in Detroit?
Because I'm right across from Tiger Stadium. I'm looking at it right now.
Hitsville, USA is where the legends came out of. We're talking to Jackson 5, Michael Jackson. I think Luther Vandross was there. I'm now having a brain cramp. What's the guy that sings real high? Little Richard.
Little Richard.
All of them. And if you go to in the house, if you go on the tour, and it's pretty quick, it's a house. And okay. You go in there, the piano is still there, you know, that they all used and they all wrote songs on. And, you know, I'm not a big museum. You know, I literally can walk in and walk out of a museum quickly. And I did on that tour, but it was still cool. I mean, we took a picture, Nick and Shane and I, outside Hitsville, USA. You have to go take a photo there. Okay.
Okay. Well, I will go and check it out when I leave the radio show.
It's a must. As you're driving out. You know, I mean, I don't know how far out of the way it is, but it is worth it to stand in front of that house. And only a few times in my life have I felt something. You know, I'm not saying weird and ghosts and goblins and all that kind of stuff, but I did have this eerie feeling standing on those steps of knowing the singers that walked up those steps and walked down those steps. It was strange. It was a strange, strange feeling.
It's Motown. Why don't you just call it Motown? Of course I'm going to Motown. I had that on my list.
It's not Motown. The house is called, and the sign that's outside the house, Hitsville, USA.
Got it. Are you gonna tell me who was in my friend in Florida that came up and hit you up? Are you gonna tell me who?
I have no idea.
Oh.
How would I know? You know, we were wearing Knockout Radio swag. So that's probably why you said the Matt thing. And then somebody else, a fighter, we start talking, and somehow Tampa Bay comes up, and his brother's uncle's cousins, niece's aunt's nephew's daughter's teacher is friends with Big Nick over at the gun shop.
Oh, nice.
It wasn't quite like that. It was like his best friend or something like that.
Speaking of strange relationships and, you know, distant relationships, I checked into a hotel here in Detroit last night and got talking about the radio show and about needing to have a place to actually broadcast live with Wi-Fi to do the show right now. And, you know, we cover combat sports and UFC. And he was like, oh, my nephew's in the UFC. And it turned out, he said, Julian, the Cuban Missile Crisis Marquez, is his nephew. And so I showed him pictures from Jacksonville where you introduced him to the Tampa Bay Super Bowl champion athletes as he was wearing a Patrick Mahomes sweater in the front row of the UFC fight.
Okay, first of all, it was a jersey. Sweaters are in hockey.
Oh, see, I was getting confused.
Yeah, see, that's hockey. You pull the sweater over someone's head and beat them up.
Oh, so speaking of sweaters, I'm looking at the Detroit Red Wings store. And they are not in the Stanley Cup, I believe.
That would be correct.
And who is in the Stanley Cup this year? Randy Harris going back to back.
It would be the Canadiens of Montreal against the Canadiens of Tampa Bay.
And how can they come across the border? Like, how come I can't go across the border as an American? Why can't I go to Canada?
Well, my first question, to be blatantly honest with you, is why would you want to?
Maybe I want to train with Elias Theodoro. Maybe I want to get some GSP training in while I'm up here in the Great White North.
I got an idea. Cross the border. Maybe they'll keep you.
Well, they probably won't. I mean, they didn't give me anything for my golden radio voice at the pawn shop. So I don't think they're going to keep me in another country. They got to feed me and house me and provide free health care.
All right, we do need to talk about BKFC18, and we will do that. We're going to hit this break, and then we're going to reach out to Chris Wade. He is in the tournament, which will be down in South Florida, which we are also planning on making some trips down there and doing some special shows with those guys as well. So we will talk about that. We will talk about Chris Wade's upcoming fight against Bubba Jenkins, who was on the show a couple weeks ago, and then we will address, because we do need to. I'm writing notes so that I won't forget. We need to talk about the past, BKFC 18, the good, the bad, and the ugly when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sun.
You're as cold as ice. You're willing to sacrifice our love.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Mickey Hatcher from the California Angels. Are we the Anaheim Angels or the California?
Anaheim, yeah.
Okay.
Used to be.
Okay, yeah. This is Mickey Hatcher from the Anaheim Angels, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Rick Nash from the Columbus Blue Jackets, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Hi, we are back, me in the dungeon, you in Hitsville, USA. And one of the reasons, Matthew, that I like the guys back at the fathership, the uncleship, you know, whatever we're calling the main base, you know, to run the old liners, you know, refresh my memory, because that was one of the liners that I forgot about, which without a doubt has to, and we've never, you know, mentioned it because I can't tell you the last time I heard it. It has to be in the top five of the greatest liners of all time.
From the Columbus Blue Jackets?
No, the one going into the break, not the one coming out of the break.
Oh, I don't remember what it was.
You were not paying attention?
Well, I went to break, so I was on break.
Do me a favor back at the uncleship. If you would replay the Mickey Hatcher so Matt can maybe pay attention.
This is Mickey Hatcher from the California Angels. Are we the Anaheim Angels or the California?
Anaheim. Yeah.
Okay.
Used to be.
Okay, yeah. This is Mickey Hatcher from the Anaheim Angels, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
So he's the manager of the Angels, and he didn't know the name of the team.
Well, it's hard because, like, it's like the Mighty Ducks of Anaheim. That whole city out there has, like, terrible nicknames, like the Mighty Ducks, and then it's the Mighty Ducks of Anaheim, and they always have an identity problem in Anaheim.
First of all, the Mighty Ducks is one of my favorite movies of all time, just so you know.
Really?
I love the Mighty Ducks. The Mighty Ducks was so cool. Quack, 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 Mr. Ducksworth. Come on. I almost bought one of the Banks jerseys, but I didn't want to wear the sweater.
You would wear a Mighty Ducks sweater, I could tell. You for sure would.
I don't know. I would maybe wear a t-shirt. I don't know about a sweater. You know, a sweater, a jersey, all that stuff. It's too dang hot. I broke out in sweat walking to the mailbox, you know, carrying a cooler.
Yeah, well, we do live on the sun in Florida.
All right. So real quickly, I think there's an issue getting Chris on. I know that he's got to get back into training, but we did reach out to him. So we will try again or maybe not. BKFC18, I'll be honest with you. 1 second early, you know, before it started, and no. And, you know, I'm not going to defend and lie. I'm going to tell you the truth. I was there. People were tweeting that they held up starting the event because the crowd wasn't in yet. I was there. I know what happened according to the ushers. There was a problem. There was a delay. And 1 minute, I would say it was a little more than a third full, right? Next thing I knew, you know, I got caught up. I'm talking to people. I'm doing stuff. I'm watching a fight, whatever. Next thing I knew, that place was packed. It was full to the 300 level.
Wow.
Now, I don't know what it seats, and that's not important. All I know is I couldn't find an empty seat.
Well, there's probably one with my name on it that I didn't get to use because I was on vacation.
Well, that's not true. You were not credentialed, so.
I'm sure my name was on a chair somewhere there.
Well, maybe not under Matt McClellan, maybe under Donkey.
Well, yeah, because if you say, oh, I know Matt, it doesn't register with people, they know me as the Naked Pizza Man. So that's how, you know, my fan base knows me around the world.
Can you talk for a minute? I need to throw up.
Let's get it. Save room for more Coney Dogs. You want to join me up here in Motown? We'll go to Hitsville, USA before we head on to Cleveland and hit the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame tomorrow.
You know what? That's another place that I went to. I did a show from there, which was cool. Had some UFC guys there. I walked by a really impressed young man who was very impressed with himself as I walked by him. None other than Damon John.
Mr. Fury himself.
Yeah, I wasn't real impressed with how impressed he thought he was.
he likes himself a lot.
Certainly does. All right, so let's talk about BKFC 18. You probably didn't watch it. A lot of really good fights. The four title fights I thought were very good, but there was some issues. And, you know, I'm reading online about further issues coming from the Florida Commission about what happened with the Joe Riggs Hector Lombard fight. So it literally happened right in front of me. I'm not going to tell you whether it was a punch or whether it was an eye poke, because I don't know.
Right.
You know, most people thought it was a punch. I did hear some people say an eye poke, and Joe went to his eye. And so now there's like a whole, probably was 10 minutes long of them trying to figure out what to do. I hear the ref tell Joe Riggs, you have 5 minutes. Okay.
Okay.
Then I'm watching, and I don't know if he was with the commission. I don't know if he was with the arena. I don't know, you know, what happened from that. All right, we'll get back to BKFC 18, what I witnessed in that, what I witnessed everything else. But we do need to get to our next guest as he has to get back in the training. He'll be in action down there in South Florida in about 6 weeks. Chris Wade. Chris, how are you?
I'm great. How you doing, Randy?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. Talk to me about, is it a long time in with your training that you have left, about 6 weeks, or is that a short time? Not that you're not ready, but is it too much time before this next fight, or is it enough time?
I would say that it's probably like the perfect amount of time. For me, it's short enough where I could keep my momentum going. I can stay in shape. But it's long enough to rest, recover, get some of the like bumps and bruises out, enjoy a little bit of summer, and then, you know, just fine-tune.
It's got to be an advantage, whether it's in this particular case where you know who's next in the tournament or when you already have the bout. But it's got to be easier to do it this way and more difficult when you're training to stay in shape, but you don't know who your next opponent would be.
Yeah, this is one of the things that I love about the PFL is once you get to tournament time in the season, you can project, you know, who you might be fighting, so you can study appropriately. It's awesome. It's a huge advantage if you take that and incorporate it into your camp. Some people don't. They just like to get in there and fight. I like to do some studying. So, yeah, definitely. We're going to use this time, this 6 weeks, like you said before, watch some tape, and, you know, you come up with a game plan.
You know, I've talked to Ray Sefo for years, and then, you know, when the tournament kicked in, he knows how much I love it. You know, it's kind of like old school where you'd fight more than once. And in this, I've always wondered, your first fight, points are important, but you also have to worry about wins and losses. So how do you worry about what's next? If I'm asking this right, when you're in the first fight, you don't want to take a chance to get the knockout and then something bad happen, but you need those extra points to get to the tournament.
Right. Well, with the tournament, you can advance just by winning. So people take different approaches to it. But during the regular season, those points for sure, yeah, they come into play. So you got to push for finishes. Once it's tournament time, like, guys are going to be looking to advance. You might see things get a touch more conservative, but, you know, you could take advantage of that too.
Sure. And I meant regular season. I call the whole thing a tournament, but yeah, you know, the regular season, you need enough points, obviously, to move on. So give me your thoughts. I know we're 6 weeks out. I know you've studied Bubba Jenkins a little bit. Give me your thought about your next opponent.
Well, I've said it before, but I come from the same background as him. I grew up wrestling, so I have a lot of respect for him. You know, he accomplished a lot in the sport of wrestling, for sure. But with that being said, this is MMA, not wrestling, and I'm not going to treat it like wrestling. So I'm just focusing right now on how good I feel. I want to, like we spoke about just before, I want to just build off of my last fight, really, and do what I do best. So we're training right now just to be in the best shape, try to improve on even the cardio that I had last fight, put pressure on Bubba, and see if he can fight 15 minutes at a crazy high pace.
Hey, Chris, so I'm traveling the country with my family right now. Randy and I were up in New York. I'm self-proclaimed pizza expert. Been in the industry for 15 years. I did my best. I took Randy out to Coney Island. I took him underneath the Brooklyn Bridge. I know you're from Long Island. So when I get there on July 4th with my family, where do I gotta go to get the best pie in the city?
Oh, in the city? You're gonna be in Manhattan?
Or I'll come out to Long Island. I mean, I'm a little afraid because there's a guy named the Long Island Killer out there. So, you know, as long as it's safe, I'll take the journey.
Man, if you come out to Long Island, so I'm in Suffolk, you got to come out a little ways, like halfway out. But we got some really good pizza out here. I got Brockenzo pizza. That is that's actually mobile pizza. So they come to you.
Oh, I love the concept.
You find them at an event. He's got a mobile like wood fire oven. He gets it going. He's a former wrestler too, actually. So,
see, Chris, Matt got upset at me because there's these places around Times Square. It's like $1 a slice. I thought they were awesome.
Yeah.
He's like, this is pretty good. I thought it was great.
Yeah, no, that's why when he was just saying the city, I was like, I don't know, because a lot of the spots over there are like dollar slices, like you said, and that's not really, I'd rather eat in Penn Station in the city at, I think it's Roses down there. That spot's legit, but other than that, those dollar spots, I don't know.
Well, you got to keep in mind, and you probably didn't know this, and Matt does, you know, I spent time in the military, I was on ships, I ate some really bad food and thought it was good, so... That was a step up when I ate in Times Square.
Yeah. Yeah, well, if you don't know the game, then it's going to be just fine. But if you've had the stuff out here, then you know the difference.
Then we know the difference.
What do I do? Take that Long Island Railroad out to, like, Hicksville? Or how do I get there?
You can take the Long Island Railroad and come out to, I mean, once you get to really any of those towns in Nassau, you could probably get out and find a good slice of pizza.
Done. That's where I'm going. Andy, I'll call you.
All right, let's get to know you for the next couple minutes before you have to get back to training. You can invite four people over for dinner, living or passed away, real or fictitious. It can't be family members. It can't be anybody from the gym. Who are you going to break bread with? You thought we were going to talk about your fight, didn't you?
No, well, I got this one. Tyson coming to dinner. I got JFK coming to dinner. I got Dan Gable.
Oh, good.
What'd you say, four people?
Yeah, four people.
And Ken Griffey Jr. Those are my four.
I like that. Nice array. I like Jr. All sounds good. How do you relax?
Junior's my idol growing up. I was into baseball, and that was like who I tried to emulate.
You swing a bat like him?
I mean, I used to be able to swing a bat pretty well, but I got too into this wrestling fighting thing.
Hey, Matt, you know, before I get to the next question for Chris, you know what I just thought as soon as I said bat, don't you?
No.
The Warriors. We just talked Coney Island, the Warriors, the bats on the train.
So I'm taking a bat to Long Island. If the Long Island Killer's there, I'm definitely taking
it. Movie, Warriors?
Yeah, the movie, The Warriors.
That was a video game, too, I think, actually.
A great movie. Have the posters and everything. How do you relax? You know, you're in training. You're getting ready for your next biggest opportunity. How do you kind of clear your mind when you're not in the gym, when you're not training? Is it, you know, music? Is it certain TV shows? How do you chill?
I mean, I'm from Long Island, so this time of year, it's the beach. I mean, everybody's at the beach. The whole island's at the beach. Every weekend at least. So if I'm trying to relax, I don't have training, it's a nice day, my family, my girlfriend, we're at the beach all day.
Maybe bring them all down here to the Tampa Bay area and try some of these beaches out.
Yeah, I mean, I love Florida. I will be a resident probably one day, so yeah. We do. Some of the family spend some time in Tampa already. My parents have a spot down there, so we're up and down.
Good stuff. And you'll be down in Florida in about 6 weeks. I believe that's where your fight is. I don't know exactly what arena. We'll talk more about it as it gets closer. Chris, thank you very much for your time. I know you got to get back in the gym. For coming on the show today, we're going to send you out a care package from Ape Man Strong, as well as a pair of earbuds from Jabra Electronics.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. Appreciate your time. That is Chris Wade, the number two seed in the lightweight tournament, taking on Bubba Jenkins on August 13th. So love the PFL. I love the format. And the plan, Matt, is we're going to drive down, do the show on Wednesday, stay Wednesday, go to the fight on Saturday or Thursday, and then come home. So you're going only because you're going to drive the limo, and Steve and I are going to sit in the back. Okay, sounds good. I scared him so much that he ran away. Now that he knows he has to actually work. Shocking. But all right, so when we come back, we are going to touch base on the on BKFC 18. We'll look ahead to BKFC 19 with the president, David Feldman. He'll be on in the BKFC official segment. A lot to go, one down, one to go. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Stapson.
She said, look, what's your game?
This is the TAM Talk Radio Network.
This is Franco Harris with Randy Harris on Knockout Radio.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.